Of course, there's always art, no matter what the weather is, what the weather you wish it would be. There's always art to bring you internal sunshine and crocuses and dewdrops and unicorns and rainbows and Annie Dugan. Morning there, sunshine.
Hello, Miss Lisa. There is art indeed. And the Nice Gallery has just opened up to physical folks to come in. They have opened their spaces. It is by appointment, but they have hung a new show that they are calling Warm Reset. And I think that that's a sentiment that we can all relate to after this last year and at this time of year. And they are delving into the gallery artists that they support. You know, usually gallery systems work by, if you're an artist, you are represented by a gallery. They showcase your work. They work with clients and customers to connect with your work, and the team of artists at the Nice Gallery have some really wonderful things to share with this Warm Reset exhibition. And there's a new artist in the mix as well who I'm really excited about the fact that they're showcasing, and that is Liz James. Liz James is a ceramic artist who we are lucky enough to have teach at UMD. And she is, her incredible warmth and knowledge that she is able to share is an art in and of itself, but then to see the kind of creations that she comes up with are really pretty stunning. And they have a new wall exhibition or a new wall structure that she has installed. This is one that hasn't been seen in the Northland yet. So she is a master at the wheel with glazes, and she creates these large-scale wall structures that are it's like she is painting with the clay on the wall and using the vessels that she throws as almost like pixelated bits of paint to create these structures that are referencing the natural world, referencing, you know, our landscape in the north. I'm really excited to see what she has on in that space. The Nice Gallery is open by appointment. It's open 12 to 4 Thursday through Sunday. They also, of course, have work by Tara Austin, David Bowen, Tim White, Kathy McTavish. Alan Killian Moore has his movie playing about the Weave project that was up. Tim White, I'm really excited to see Tim White's photography because I'm used to seeing Tim White's photography as in black and white, but this photography is actually going to be in color, so that is super exciting. And then there was a wonderful article about Annalisa Rosen this weekend and the project that she has been part of this past year by her own volition, of course. March 25th is Gloria Steinem's birthday, and last March 25th, 2020, Annalisa Rosen, who is a director of the Duluth Bold Choice Theater Company, which works with to present plays and performances that promote connections with people with disabilities. But March 25th, 2020, she woke up and thought, my hair sort of looks like Gloria Steinem's with this frizzy way. And she started every day from that day forth until March 25th of this year performing for the mirror and for her camera and for her Instagram followers a different persona. So she has been, and she transforms herself through costumes, through her own facial expressions, through her own body, through makeup. It's really pretty stunning, all of the 365 characters that she is able to inhabit. And you will recognize them within an instant when you start to scroll through her Instagram page. She has done Share. She has done all these other just she's paying homage to these actors, musicians, performers through performing them with her own body and her own creativity. And I just think it's absolutely stunning. So so go and check out Annalisa's really wonderful work on Instagram. And then finally, I want to just mention a couple weeks ago, we talked about NFTs, non-fungible tokens. And they have taken the art world, of course, by storm. Again, economists are really wondering what this is all about. And Jonathan Thunder, who is a local artist, has been part of the NFT bandwagon, and he is on a site called Nifty Gateway. So that is a site that sells, there's a bunch of different sites that sell NFT artwork, but Jonathan's work is up on Nifty Gateway, and you can see a local artist getting in on this new phenomenon. So I think that's a really fascinating thing too. So
hey,
and that's our weekend art, Lisa.
The most exciting part for me was when Captain Grammar Pants online took a close look at that phrase, non-fungible tokens, and kind of broke it down for people a little bit. And as a devoted follower of Captain Grammar Pants, I was pretty excited about that.
Absolutely. It's everyone is getting in on the game. So
It's the kind
to know about.
It's a wonderful phrase that you can toss about and it makes you seem a lot smarter than you truly are, unless you are talking to someone who really knows something about it. Right now, it's fairly safe because not a lot of people understand it. And
right.
So you
exactly.
can toss it out and you're not likely to be challenged. But a couple months from now, you better find something else.
Yeah.
All right. Annie, thanks a million. It's always great to talk with you.
Take care.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays here on KUMD.